Blog Talk Radio.
29 99 69. Merci de nous rappeler.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
We're on the network.
Go!
Sunday, May 15th, 2011. Welcome to Mega Show. You want to join me? The lines are wide open. 347-826-766 Summer. Sepsham. What? My goodness. So what's going down in the hometown? I'll tell you what's going down. Sharky's lost. It's kind of a bummer. Shouts to Goofy Bone in the chat room. I'm sure we will touch on that subject again in a little bit later in the program. Do a little hockey with the Mexican spot. I don't know. I feel like playing trivia or something. If anybody can think of a good trivia topic. I tried doing Seinfeld trivia on my show a while back and just didn't work out. I saw this Seinfeld trivia board game in the drugstore one day, and I thought, hey, I should get that and play it on my show. And I tried it once, and it was a major flop. It's horrible. But if anybody has an idea, I was looking around a little bit before the show started to see if I could find any good trivia sites on the internet, but I'm not really, I don't know, I think I need more time to research that. Anyway, it's Sunday night. Shouts to all the kids in the chit-chat room, Dick Burns, Goofy Bone, MILFtastic, and one guest listener. Oh, man. Good times. And I think I'm going to start with a song here, get things rolling. I just made myself some coffee. Love coffee. So I'm going to do coffee right now. And while I'm doing that, why don't we celebrate America and where we live, shall we? Right here, we're all so fortunate to be right here in the US of A. Oh yeah, bitches. Enjoy. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. Let's do this.
Thank you, very nice.
Right there, 347-826-7667.
Music and passion, we're always the fashion at the Copa.
Oh, yeah, break it on down. Oh, yeah. A little more cowbell, please. More cowbell. You got a fever. Here with you on Mega Show. If you want to join the action, 347-826-7667 is the number. Shouts to everybody in the chit chat room. I'm talking about you, 12 Angry Men, D-Dub 919, Debbie Daly, Dig Burns, Goofy Bone, Kishu, MILFtastic, and Sassy Cat 38. And shouts to my producer, virtual producer, who gave me some suggestions about particular trivia questions I could ask over the course of the show. So I think what I'll do is I'll just sprinkle these questions throughout the broadcast. I have a few folks waiting on the line. I'm going to bring them on momentarily. And maybe ask them some trivia questions. Who knows? I'm just feeling Mega Show should be trivia. There should be some trivia tonight. All right, let's go to the lines here. And I have... Oh, boy, it looks like we got our good friend Kishu. Hello, Kishu.
Of course. You know, when I first called in, it was just like dead air for a second, and I was like, what the fuck? I think BTR is fucking around tonight.
Yeah.
This shit was happening like that with Goofy, even though, you know, you could hear him, but there was still other shit going on. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh, my God. Dude, so, like, I live out in the middle of nowhere, Arizona, and the last week we've seen, like, a snake every day.
Uh-huh.
And right now I step out to smoke a cigarette, and we have this, like, little, like, enclosed, like, room. Like, out, there's, like, the glass door and the little enclosed, like, screen room thing. And then there's, like, out that door is the pool. Well, I step out there, and there's, like, a little itty-bitty king snake chilling right here. I'm like, oh, my God, it scared the fuck out of me. Not that, you know, it's
scary.
Harmless, but it still scared me. So everybody's in bed now, so no more excitement from my child or my grandfather.
Excellent. Good. We can just concentrate on business at hand, conducting a professional, world-class radio program.
Oh, you got to admit, that was fucking amazing. My grandpa does not curse. that's why it was so much better. Like, he just doesn't curse, so I couldn't believe that he even said it. And when I was telling him to say it, he was, like, shaking his head no, and then he just did it. And I was like, yes.
All right, okay, quick. History or history or entertainment? History or entertainment? Which one?
Pick one.
Entertainment,
of course.
Okay, which magazine did the Addams Family first appear in?
Dude, I'm 23 years old. That show came out in, like, the fucking 60s.
The answer is The New Yorker.
There you go.
Okay. Here's a question you might get. What is a mud? M-U-D. What's an M-U-D?
A mud?
Yeah, and it's an acronym, M-U-D.
A mud. Oh, hold on. Let me think about it.
Has to do with, like, your age group should know about it.
Mud. I don't know, dude. I'm trying to think of something clever, and I can't think of anything for the U.
Yeah, I know. I can think of plenty of things
for the M and the D, but I can't think of anything for the U.
Yeah, stupid question. Forget that question. This is dumb. I should have pre-screened these. I'm trying to.
What's the answer?
Multi-user computer game.
Oh.
Whatever.
Okay, no, that's
true. No,
there's kind of stupid. I liked your quizzes. That was fun. That sex quiz we did. You should do more quizzes.
Sex quiz. All right. Yeah, we'll find more. I'll find something better. Fuck this shit. This is garbage. Never mind. Forget I even brought that up. That's a bad idea.
Oh, I'm making some amazing cookies right now. White chip macadamia nut cookies.
Oh, wow. That sounds bomb.
They are going to be bomb. Hell yeah.
So the Sharks lost.
I don't give a fuck about hockey.
Oh, it was amazing today in San Francisco. I really wish you were here to witness what it was like to be in the San Francisco
this
today.
Walk.
It wasn't. It was San Francisco's yearly version of this annual version of their own slut walk. It's called the Beta Breakers, and the Beta Breakers is basically like a. I think it's like a 3K run. But it's basically, nobody takes it seriously at all. People dress up and get drunk and, like, they don't even run. They just get fucked up and walk around in costumes and stuff. It's insane. And all the chicks just dress like hookers and they dress like schoolgirls and just sluts, just total sluts, right? And guys get fucked up and wasted. And it's just an excuse for everybody to be a drunk douchebag. And so I didn't participate, but the Beta Breakers run ends in the park, Golden Gate Park, which is right by where I live. And so once it ended, everybody, you know, these are like thousands and thousands of people. They all filtered back through my neighborhood, and I was just heckling these people outside my window all day long with my megaphone. It was so much fun. And then I walked into the Hate. I walked down through the Hate, down Hate Street. And it was just jam-packed with people, just chicks dressed like hookers, chicks dressed like slutty Catholic schoolgirls, chicks dressed like Giants baseball fans, but with just their ass cheeks hanging out. Like, literally, this one chick, I was walking behind a Hay Street. I wanted to get out my video camera, but I just was too lazy. In fact, I just wanted to look at it. I didn't really even want to, like, worry about trying to capture it on a video. Her ass was just totally just bulging out of her little, I mean, it wasn't a, whatever it was. I don't know. I guess that's technically shorts that she had on, but they were basically underwear. And it was just, that shit was everywhere. It's just, it was polluting my visual, my viewpoint throughout the day. And, you know, it took me like twice as long as it normally does to walk to the weed store down Hate Street, because there's so many weekend warriors, so many, you know, weekend bimbos, wannabe bimbos.
When I lived in San Francisco, I lived at Polk and Turk. I've told you this before, at that Embassy Suites there.
Yeah.
Anyways, There was one day that I walked out to go get lunch, and there was a tranny walking down the street in the same exact sweatshirt that I had on. Like, it wasn't like a regular like sweatshirt. It was like a nice little sweatshirt. Like,
sure, that wasn't a mirror you walked by.
Very funny, but I had like pants on, and this person was like in like a little skirt, you know. But it was so funny because we had the same shirt on, and I was just like, wow, that just happened. So it was one of my fun memories in San Francisco. I never wore that shirt again, ever. Oh,
it's just
it looked so bad. It was so bad. But yeah, I miss San Francisco so much.
Yeah, today would have been a very good day to be in San Francisco and people watching. If you like people watching San Francisco, you can't get better than San Francisco. Seriously. And when you come here, Keisha, we're going to have a great time because I've already set up a bunch of – you're going to be my camera girl, all right? Well, we're going to take turns. I'm going to be your camera guy. You're going to be my camera girl. But I've already thought about shit that we can do to fuck with people out on Hate Street because there's so many fucking gutter punk kids and just bums and old wannabe washed up dirty hippies that you can – we could have – oh my God, endless fun with my video camera and like about, oh, I don't know, $50 worth in cash. Oh my God, it will be amazing. Trust me.
My grandparents, when I was living there, they came to visit me for 4 days and they were walking like, okay, I'm trying to think of the city now. They were walking, towards like the Haight Ashbury side of town from the Embassy Suites there at Polk and Turk. Okay, they were walking that direction, whatever direction that is. And, you know, it's not really the best area of town to just be
around. Basically, that's you're walking towards, like, the Fillmore District. That's, like, a lot of low-income housing, a lot of Section 8 housing. Yeah, it's
but
pretty,
they didn't know. They were just,
sketch
like, exploring,
in some areas. Yeah, it's
you
pretty
know?
Sketch. That's what's
and,
weird about San Francisco is there's not a lot of slums, but the few that are, they border on just, like, regular neighborhoods. And you won't even know it if you don't live there. Like, you could seriously,
they didn't know.
If you just skip one street sometimes, you're perfectly safe, and people don't know that, though. It's weird.
Well, see, my grandmother was stationed in San Francisco there at the when she was in the Army at the Walter Reed Medical Center. That's now, like, a museum or something, I think. But anyways, so she, you know, she'd lived there before, but she didn't remember. You know, it's been so many years. And but they were walking down that direction, and I guess they got asked to buy drugs like 4 or 5 different times on their little stroll. And they thought it was pretty funny. Because I was there for 4 months, and I never, ever got asked anything. People never talked to me. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you know what's weird? Well, I guess it makes sense. But it used to be when I first moved to San Francisco, late 90s, I remember having a really hard time buying weed. Like, there was definitely weed, people selling weed, but there were no...
I didn't have a problem finding weed just because I had friends there. But if I wouldn't have had friends there,
like,
I would have been lost.
No, like, but like, I had connections back in San Jose and stuff where I grew up. And stuff, but in my neighborhood, when I first moved to San Francisco, I didn't really have an initial connection, and that's like before all the clubs and stuff, and before I had a card and all that shit. So I used to sometimes have to go out to Haight Street and just walk up and down Haight Street and try to find somebody, and I remember sometimes having a really hard time doing it, and now that it's all like it's legal and everything, and you know you can just walk into a dispensary on Haight Street. Now that it's like that, Jesus, they're everywhere. It's like every other person is like asking you, hey man, you got some nuggets, you got some buds, some buds, some nuggets, some buds, some nuggets, some buds. Nuts.
That's funny.
Everywhere.
Oh, I just burnt myself on a stove. It sucked.
Oh, that's what you get for cooking up meth while we're doing a broadcast. God damn
it. I can't help it. You know, these cookies with the meth in them, they're amazing.
All right, what the hell is One Angry Jew? Are you making me, like, have to basically cut and paste this into Google Translate. Is that what you're saying to me?
What is he doing?
The Jew, okay, this is what's going on. You want to know what's going on straight up?
Yeah.
Real talk. All right. I have the Jew on the line. He is just chomping at the bit. He knows that Dick Burns is listening. And apparently he wants to lay into Dick Burns some more. What do you think? Should we let him on it? Let him do that? Do you want? Is that what you want to hear right now?
Do what you want to do. I'm eating some macaroni and about to munch on a cookie here.
Maybe we should ask Dick Burns what he thinks.
Is he on the line?
Okay, here we go. He's basically in Spanish. He said, "Jesus Christ, please give a case of cancer to Burns and Moxie Dick too." What? That's how it translates. I cut and paste, dude. I cut and paste what he said into the chat.
I just inhaled the macaroni. Oh my god!
It says, "Jesus Christ, please give a case of cancer to Burns and Moxie Dick too."
I literally inhaled one of those things right now.
I'm going to hear this shit. Check this out. I'm going to put this up to here.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ, please give a case of cancer to Burns and Moxie DCK, too.
Wait, I have to do it. Here it is.
Jesus Christ, please give a case of cancer to Burns and Moxie Dick, too.
Jesus Christ, give a case of cancer to Burns and Moxie Dick, too. That's a new meme.
Funny.
You just started a new meme, Jew. Congratulations, Jew. You finally amounted to something. You started a new meme, bro.
Oh, my God. Oh, full mouth.
Jesus Christ. All right, Jew, you're on. What's up, bro?
I have no idea what you're talking about, and your Google Translate sucks.
Jesus Christ, please give a case of cancer to Burns and Moxie Dick, too. Jesus Christ, please give a case of cancer to Burns and Moxie Dick, too.
The word "tambien" means also. Go look it up. I don't know what your Google translates.
I'm going to look at the chat now.
It's so stupid.
Okay, I can't see. My room is dark. Oh, God.
All right, so what else, Jew? What else is going on? What up?
Well, there's not all that much going on. My son's in bed early. He fell asleep at 10 o'clock, which is not characteristic of him.
Look, Jew, if you don't want people to fuck with your son, why do you bring him into the conversation, right?
I can talk about my son.
You're just asking for it. No, but you're just asking for
I don't think so.
Him. Yeah, you are.
Here's the thing. People who cross the line in referring to my son are going to have to be punished. Now, if they want to take that chance, that risk, go ahead. See, the Jew is relentless. I don't stop. So, you want to fuck with me? Go ahead. Take your chances. Think you can hide behind an internet IP or a name? Uh-uh. You'll be found. So, there you go. Debbie's right. Normal people won't insult my son. You know, it's just... But, see, there's a problem with these VWC guys. I think I figured them out. But I want to ask Dick Burns a question.
Well,
Because I want to ask Dick Burns something, because I think I'm on to something, and I want to see if he can confirm or deny. Now, Moxie's not going to come on, because she doesn't have the balls to come on this show.
She hasn't been here in months. Are you kidding me? She has never logged on to BTR in the year of 2011.
Yeah. Well, Dick Burns says go for it. Okay.
She's 22 now, by the way. She just got a little bit younger today.
Yeah, I saw her. Well, she wants to get a little bit younger. She ought to quit smoking. That might help. Is Burns calling in? Is he on the line?
Negatory, sir.
Oh, that's a shame. Yeah, maybe he doesn't have the balls to call in. I got a feeling he's got a problem with his balls, and we could discuss that, too. But that wasn't the real issue.
That'll be in the second hour. Just stick to the topic for now. Thank you.
Okay, we're gonna. What is the topic? We're not gonna talk about Dick's balls.
He definitely has balls. He'll be calling in any second.
Oh, I have no doubt he has.
Balls to you, Nick Burns. Balls to you.
But you know, those guys that take steroids in order to get big, their balls get really small.
He doesn't take steroids, and I don't think his balls are small.
Have you seen his balls?
I'm his best friend. I know everything about him.
Have you seen his balls?
Yes.
Have you measured?
I know everything.
Have you measured his balls with a caliper?
I don't get that close.
Well, then how do you know that they're long?
Can you stop asking me these uncomfortable questions?
Yeah, exactly. All right. So Dick is here. I think we have Dick now. I think we have achieved Dick.
You fucking kidding me, Jew? I don't have the fucking balls to call and talk to some old piece of shit. Fuck you, bitch.
What do you mean? That's really, it's not even characteristic. I'm a man. Don't you know that?
What do you have to ask?
Why would you call a man a woman, Dick? I don't understand.
Because you act like a bitch and you're going to get treated like one.
Oh, I see. Did you take steroids at all in your wonderful career?
Is that what your question is?
No, that's not my question, but I was just curious because Kishu apparently has never seen your balls, and I don't think she's used a caliper to measure them. I'm kind of guessing that they're probably small for a guy your size. Isn't that right?
No, nothing's wrong with my balls. My balls are good to go, baby.
All right, listen, I need you to put
please give a case of cancer to Burns and Moxie Dick, too.
I need you to put your headset on there, Dick, because I'm hearing feedback. You know what feedback is? That's when you don't put your headset on, and then we have to listen to ourselves talk while we're talking to you. It's very distracting. Were you trying to be distracting?
You're a fucking douche. Shut up.
Technically, Jew, feedback is what your son does when he eats his lunch off of you while you're typing on the computer in bed, laying on your stomach.
I'm trying to get a good visual of that, Vince, but maybe Dick can help us out with that. Dick, I'm kind of curious. Was it your mother or your father that molested you?
I didn't have parents. So I was foster care.
Oh, so you were molested. Oh, I know. I've heard about that. So you were molested in foster care. How many foster care parents did you go through?
Like 32.
32 of them, I see. Yeah. How many of them were kind to you?
Hey,
Jew, I have a question for you.
No. Don't jump in the middle of this. We're on to something here.
I'm totally jumping in the middle of this.
No, you really should feel sorry for him.
No, just quick. I'm doing this as trivia. This is my show. I don't know if you caught the beginning of it, but I'm filtering trivia throughout the program, and everybody gets a chance, a shot at trivia throughout the evening. Oh, and by the way, shouts out to Melissa Hopkins. I see you, girl. I saw you sneak into the chat room. Yeah. All the BTR hosts that like to sneak in the back door halfway through the show. I don't try to be sly. I see you, girl. And if you want to call in and hang out, it's all good in the hood, baby. The lines are wide open tonight. It's mega show, so we can have a mega good time. And it's Vince in the Bay, Kishu, Dick Burns, and the Jew for now. I got sidetracked there. I wanted to get into some. Oh, yeah, trivia. Okay, so the question for this hour. Or for this segment, whatever this segment is, there's one world famous document or famous document for our country, I guess, that starts with this quote. There's tons of documents, in the annals of our history, but one document starts with this quote. And here's the quote: when in the course of human events. ... What do you think, Kishu? What document starts with?
I don't know. You're asking the wrong person. I'm not good at
document.
Trivia.
Any document? No? Jew, quick. What document?
It's too easy. Ask somebody else. Come on.
Okay. All right. I'm just going to leave that up. If somebody wants to answer it, I'm just throwing it out there. Just
John Brass is a cat in the hat.
Oh, shouts to John Brand in the chat room, too. Holding it down. If you're just joining us, like John Brand, to get you up to speed, it's Vince here with you for another, oh, I don't know, an hour and 20-some-odd minutes. Kishu's here. Dick Burns is on the panel. I'm going to bring him and the Jew on in a second. They are here to throw down, I suppose. I don't know. I guess I'm just sort of the ringmaster. Whatever. It is what it is. It's Sunday night fights, whatever you want to call it. Oh, boy. And forget trivia. I'm not going to do any more trivia. All right. I tried trivia. You know, it just failed epically. So forget it. I'm closing all those windows. I will not bother any of you with goddamn trivia ever again.
Epic fail. Okay. Let's hear it. Chow down.
All right.
I want to chow down.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I want to chow down on you.
You want to do this right now? We can do this.
Tasty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tastes so good, baby. Oh, yeah. Okay, let's get on with this.
All right,
you're
let's
boring,
do
Jew.
Let's do it. What?
Jew said boring, and I said he's boring. Okay, let's go.
All right, okay. Composure. Welcome back, everybody. It's Vincent the Bay. Kishu's here with me, and we're going to bring on the Jew and Dick. They're going to go mano y mano here in just a sec. I don't know what they're going to go at each other about. I don't know why, but apparently Dick, to get you caught up, get you up to speed, Dick Burns, I don't know, was minding his own business the other day, and suddenly the Jew just fucking went apeshit and decided he wanted to wish cancer on Dick. And specifically, I think he wished Dick cancer of the dick, if I'm not mistaken. Kishu, does that sound accurate?
It's true. Yeah, he wanted him to.
Yeah, he wished Dick cancer of the dick. So we're talking about that. We have them both on here. Of course, Dick denies categorically any sort of cancer of the dick or any other portion of Dick's body. However, the Jew continues to wish ill will upon Dick's genitalia. And so that gets you up to speed, more or less. And let's go back to the phone lines. And one angry Jew, what'd it do?
You don't know the difference between dick and balls. First of all, dick cancer and testicular cancer are two different things. I didn't wish dick cancer on Dick. I wish testicular cancer on Dick. And I wished it tonight. I just wish that he would get cancer last night. Any kind of cancer, but testicular cancer would be good. Because he's probably got balls the size of little walnuts, you know, the things inside the walnuts from all that atrophying that they get when they take too many of those, steroids.
Okay, and your 30 seconds is up. And Dick Burns, your rebuttal.
He's just talking shit. He'd never back it up. I don't give a fuck what he has to say. He's just trying to be like, oh, I'm intellectually better than you. I'm not impressed with that. I don't give a shit. And if he really has a problem, he'd man the fuck up or he'd shut the fuck up. But he's not going to. He's going to do what he has to do. So I guess we got to BWC style embarrass that ass.
Okay. And moving on, we'll now move on to the swimsuit competition. Now, Jew, you are required to paste into the chat room a quick screen. Go into photo booth, because I know you're on the little Mac. I know you got your little Mac. Get out, click on your little Mac photo booth, take a little photo, and then send that in to me, and we'll see what's up. And that will be what was this segment going to be for, Kishu? I just lost my train of thought because I'm getting distracted with some shit over here.
What happened? Sorry.
Nothing.
I think that there should be a swimsuit competition between Burns and the Jew. That'd be
Oh, that's right. Swimsuit. That's where I was going with the. I got distracted with the.
But you gotta let them keep going, because apparently there's something very important that needs to be heard on the show tonight.
according to the Jew, and I don't know what it is.
Oh my
dying.
God! Are we getting an exclusive? Are you telling me we're getting an exclusive?
That's what he told me. So I'm really curious, like what
is
going on.
It's
so
cute.
let's you know get on with their craziness.
All right, let's do this. All right, Jew, what do you got?
I kind of disagree with Mr. Burns. My intellectual capacity dwarfs his. I haven't heard him say anything intelligent. And why is it he's got to curse all the time and threaten? Why can't he have a little battle of the minds? I think he's probably too afraid of that. But again, this is a guy that spent 6 months in Thailand, doesn't remember where he stayed, what airport he landed in. Oh, by the way, genius, it's Phuket Airport. I asked you, what airport did you land in Phuket? And you didn't know. You didn't remember the name of the airport. Yeah, it's called Phuket International. Idiot. That's what.
All right, Dick, your rebuttal.
I didn't fly into there. I flew into Bangkok.
Alrighty then.
Oh really? How'd you get to Phuket?
It was called a 12-hour bus ride.
Boy, you were schmuck. You took a bus to Phuket from Bangkok? And you really are stupid. You could have had a 25-minute flight. Instead, you got on a bus for 12 hours. What is it? Were you poor? Did you have no money?
Money was limited.
Money was limited, I see. But you could afford 1,000 baht. How much is 1,000 baht in dollars, do you know?
No.
Well, you paid it every week for the Thai school. You must know how much it was. You must have had an idea.
I paid up front.
You did?
Paid up front.
You paid up front. How much did you pay up front?
During the course of the time I was there, probably spent about $10,000.
I see. 1,000 baht a week is what you said last night that you spent on the kickboxing thing, and you think you spent $10,000 on what?
Various things. It wasn't just that.
I see. 1,000 baht is $25. I'll tell you what. You were there for 6 months. I can do the math in my head pretty quick. That doesn't amount to $10,000. So what else did you spend your money
that's
on?
That's wonderful.
Yeah, but you've just been found out again. One lie after another. Do you even know when you tell the truth?
You're a faggot. Shut the fuck up.
But
I know what I said.
I see. When you start, when you start cursing when I ask you a question, everybody thinks, well, you know what? He doesn't really have an answer. That's why he cursed, because he couldn't come up with a smart answer. So when you want to go head to head.
You're not the Thailand master.
When you want to go head to
head.
Well, I lived in Thailand for 3 years. Sure I am. I lived there for 3 years. When you want to go head to head with me. When you want to go head to head with me, Dick Burns, intellectually, you're going to have to do better than just saying shut the fuck up when I ask you a question. Now, what I want is I want an answer. So we now know that 1,000 baht is about 25 bucks, $20. So how did you spend $10,000 when you were only spending? By the way, how many weeks are in 6 months? Do you know? Let me give you some help. What's your answer? 24 weeks. Really? So there's 48 weeks in a year. That's very interesting. What school did you go to that you've been such a wild, smart guy? 48 weeks in a year. Is that during a leap year or is that a regular year, Dick Burns? Tell me.
I'm not here to fucking go into an intellectual battle.
We're not having an intuitive whatever. I asked you how many weeks in 6 months, and you said to me 20.
Yep, I did. I don't care. You're dumb.
Freaking hilarious.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry I got distracted. I was trying to find out the name of this band. I could not figure out.
Everybody has their own talents. And Drew, you have your intellectual talents, and Burns has his trolling talents. So there's no way you're ever going to go head-to-head at and you know, whatever. Like, if you were to do what he's doing, or he was to, you know, whatever intellectual fucking challenge or what the fuck ever, trolling challenge, you know, I mean, it's just that it is what it is. You guys aren't, you know, anything alike, so I don't get where this is going, to be honest.
It's not going anywhere because I'm done with it, and I'm going to take a break. And I was trying to figure out the name of this song because the name of the band, and it's called Hot Snakes, and it's Plenty for All. This is for 50 rubles. My homeboy who plays this fucking song every goddamn night when he's drunk and passed out in his room right next door to me. And and it rings in my ears, and I hear it all. I hear it all the time. And so it's one of these things where I have to sort of exercise it out of my system by playing it now on the show. Kind of like when Kishu gets me all he gets me playing this stupid limousine song over and over, and it's like in my head all the time. Well, 50 Rubles does the same thing to me with this song. I'll be right back. From the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA, it's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show. Chit chat room, Deb Daly, love you. Love you, Dick Burns, Goofy Bone. Goofy Bone, I hope you're going to call in at some point and give us the Sharks update, maybe in the second hour. I really need my, even though the news is not good tonight, I need a hockey with a Mexican. We need to do the hockey with the Mexican spot tonight. So, Goofy Bone, if you're listening, bro, call in at some point tonight. Shouts to John Brand. John Brand, good to see you in the chat room tuning in. Kishu, of course, always holding it down. Love you, girl. And Melissa Hopkins and MILFtastic, thank you for contributing as well. Hey, so speaking of MILFtastic, MILFtastic found a cool sex quiz. Do you want to take this one with me, Kishu?
Sure.
All right. I think there's only 10 of them. I think there's only 10 questions on this one, so let's check this out. All right, you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, question number one. What's the size of the average erect penis? And this is in circumference. Wait, what? Oh, wait, it says, okay, the answer number one, okay, what do you think the average size is? What's your guess?
Like length?
Yeah, length. Yeah, what do you think the average size of length of an average erect penis?
I would say 5 inches is average. 5-6 inches.
You think 5 inches?
5 or 6 inches is average, yeah.
So 5 inches long, you think, all right.
No, we'll say 6 because the thing is like 8 inches and above is big and 5 inches and below is really small. But, I mean, literally, when you think average, it's about 5 to 6 inches.
All right. Well, that's your final answer. And let's see. Let's go to the judges. Is that correct? Yes. Correct. You are correct. 5 inches. Size does matter, according to the British Journal of Urology International. Men boast an average of 5.5 to 6.2 inches in length. And 4.7 to 5.1 inches in circumference. What? Circumference?
Wait, would you repeat it? I'm so confused.
Okay. According to the British Journal of Urology International, men boast an average of 5.5 to 6.2 inches in length. And 4.7 to 5.1 inches in circumference.
That's not right.
Whatever. All right, next question. This one says, how many nerve endings does the clitoris have? You have three. Is it A, 20, B, 300, C, 8,000?
8,000.
8,000. Final answer? Yeah?
Am I wrong? I knew it was a lot, but 8,000 sounded kind of like a little too many, but 3,000 sounds a little less. 8,000 is right.
Correct. 8,000 is correct.
See, I am win.
Next question. How common is premature ejaculation? Do you think what percentage of men do you think suffer from premature ejaculation?
Is there answers?
Percentage. Guess. Do you think it affects like 5 to 10%, 20%, 30%, 50%, 60%? How many? What percentage do you think? Like how many
45%.
Men do you think? You think 45% of men get 45?
Yeah.
Would you say 50 then? If you say 45, you might as well just say half. So you're saying half a man.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Half of men. Let me see. No, incorrect. Okay. Incorrect. No. About 20 to 30% of men of all ages experience premature ejaculation.
I was close with saying 45, though.
No, you were closer to 50.
Okay, go on.
Okay, which of the following is not known as a libido killer? Wine, antidepressants, or exercise. Which,
not
known as a libido killer. Like, one of these is not known as a libido killer.
Exercise.
Correct. You are correct. All right, next question. How often do women have orgasms during sex, percentage-wise? 5%, 25%, 50%? Oh, no, wait. These are the answers. There's three different answers. Okay, sorry. I didn't read them all. All right, here we go. I'm going to start it all over. Okay. How often do women have orgasms during sex? A, 5% of the time with intercourse, 95% of the time during oral sex. B, 25% during intercourse, 81% during oral sex. That doesn't even make sense. It's like 100.
Wait, start over again.
It's like 106%. Is it mostly when women have orgasms, is it mostly during intercourse or oral sex, I guess is the question.
Oral 50, sex, 50. Of course. It's very rare. It's very rare that a woman has sex during intercourse unless they're awesome like I am.
Okay, so it's mostly during oral sex.
Yes.
Well, this says that you are incorrect.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
According to sex counselor Ian Kemmer, who God knows is like the god of sex, you know, forget Dr. Ruth. It's all about Ian Kemmer. Women reach orgasm about 25% of the time with intercourse and the rest of the time during oral sex.
That's what I said.
No, you said most. Well, I could put you down for 5% during intercourse, 95% during oral. Because that seemed like what you were leaning towards.
No, well, 25%.
Whatever. Okay, fine. You got that one. You technically got that one.
Your balls.
Your balls. My balls. Go on. My balls in your mouth.
Hell yeah, baby.
Oh, okay, here we go. What does the Padunida? Oh my God, I don't even know how to say this. I got to look up how to say this. My God, it's spelled P-U-D-E-N-D-A-L. Pudendal? What does the pudendal nerve do? I have no clue.
Oh, my God. Is there answers to it?
Yeah, there is. Oh. There is. Let me get that for you. Uh-oh. I can put that out for the audience. If somebody can tell me how to pronounce this word, I'm going to paste this into the chat room. If somebody in the chat could please, for the love of God, tell me how to pronounce that word. Pudendal. I don't know. Pudendal nerve. What does that do? Does it A? It transmits information from the uterus in women to the prostate in men to the brain. B, it transmits information from the vagina in women to the rectum in both sexes to the brain. It transmits information from the clitoris in women to the scrotum and penis in men to the brain.
Wait, hold on. You're going to give me these questions again. Or answers again.
What do you think this...
I thought the question was how many nerve endings are in it.
No. There's this thing called the pudendal nerve, and it transmits information from the uterus. What do you think it does? What do you think the pudendal nerve does? I won't even tell you what the... Do you have any clue?
It causes pain, apparently.
I think... here's answer number one is it transmits information from the uterus in women to the prostate in men to the brain. Number two is it transmits information from the vagina in women to the rectum in both sexes to the brain. And answer number three is it transmits information from the clitoris in women and from the scrotum and penis to men in the brain?
The third one.
Yeah, that one sounds like it makes the most sense, right? Don't the other ones just sound like mumbo
jumbo? Yeah, it's the third one.
Yeah. Let me see if it's right. Yes. Correct, you got it. All right, oh God, we're almost done with this. Jesus Christ, these are difficult. Okay, this question is, in both men and women, the part of the brain known as the lateral obitral frontal cortex shuts down during orgasm. What is the part of the brain known? What is this part of the brain known for? Like during orgasm, the orbital frontal cortex shuts down. What is this part of the brain known for? Is it A, language or and memory? B, reason and behavioral control? C, movement and orientation?
Well, it's not C, I don't think. What is the name of it?
Orbitofrontal cortex. It shuts down when you have an orgasm. What is that responsible for? Language and memory? Reason and behavioral? Reason and behavior? Movement and orientation?
Okay, answers again?
Language and memory, reason and behavior, movement and orientation.
Behavior, I think.
Behavior? Okay.
Yeah,
I'm gonna try that one. Yeah, you got it. Okay, we're almost, we have two more to go. Three more to go, we're done. A research studying brain activity said that the brain during an orgasm is similar to the brain of a person taking heroin. How similar? 50%, 75%,
95%? 95%.
All right, 95%. And how many sexual positions are described in the Kama Sutra? 18, 24, 200?
200.
Nope.
I was just guessing.
Many people think the ancient sex manual describes 64 positions, but it describes 64 Kama Kalas, or modes of lovemaking. The actual positions only number 18.
How many?
18.
Wow, I was way off.
All right, which of the following is the most commonly reported sexually transmitted diseases in the United States? Gonorrhea, chlamydia, or syphilis?
Chlamydia.
Got it.
The only reason I guess that is because I've known three girls that got chlamydia, and I've never known anybody that ever had the other two.
Yeah, you got 7 out of 10 correct. Good stuff. Good stuff. You passed. It's a C grade. Congratulations. Now that we've finished that, we've got a ton of calls to get to. Let's go to the switchboard. Let's see. We got area code 251. You're on the air. What's up?
What's up, Vince? It's Dalton.
Hey, Dalton. How are you tonight, bro?
Doing great.
Oh, yeah? What's new, man?
I saw my girlfriend last night.
How'd that go?
Good. We had a great night. We went to Ruby Tuesdays, and then we went to Barnes & Noble, just to hang out.
Cool. What'd you have at Ruby Tuesdays?
I had the club quesadilla.
Ooh, that sounds good.
And she with strawberry tea.
Oh,
and
wow.
She had she or, get this. She ordered grilled cheese, and then they come out with, like, all these chicken nuggets and everything, and cheese sticks and put down. They're like, oh, we're going to bring you some more. We're like, she ordered grilled cheese. So the lady picks it up and says, oh, I'm sorry, and then walks off. And then a male waiter comes up with the same thing and puts it down and says, all right, well, we'll be right back with some more chicken and yada, yada. And then we're like, she ordered grilled cheese. And then he apologizes and picks it up and then walks away. And they gave her the celery sticks that she ordered with the grilled cheese, but they couldn't get the other part right till the third try.
You know what, Dalton? You are a breath of fresh air, I got to tell you. I have to deal with this goddamn one angry Jew. And for a while there, he was boycotting my show. And it was everything was nice and all was good in the world. And it was just me and Kishu hanging out. And sometimes Dick Burns would come through. Or sometimes, you know, Goofy Bone would come through. And now the Jew's decided to come back. And now, I don't know, he's like trying to flex his muscles and stuff. And, you know, I just get all this, just all this tension on the show. And you know, you come on here and you don't care. You just have a great time. You're enjoying your life. You got your girlfriend. You went out to Ruby Tuesdays. You had a fantastic meal. You don't care about any of this angry Jewish crap.
I know, right? You sound so happy.
Oh, man, I wish, you know what? You are a breath of fresh air, man. You are welcome here any day of the week, bro.
And then also after that, after we left Barnes & Noble, we went to a place called American Cookies for dessert.
Oh, hell yeah, cookies.
Oh, shit,
cookies.
What kind of cookies did you get,
I forgot about that.
What kind of, what'd you get there?
I had a triple chocolate fudge cookie with
holy
some...
Holy shit.
And then I had another one that had... that was like an M&M, regular M&M cookie.
I just came.
Yummy. I got a white chocolate macadamia nut cookie waiting for me in the kitchen. I forgot all about it.
Oh, you guys are evil. Why do you do this to me?
I know,
oh, my
right?
God. Oh, all right. Yeah, we got more calls here.
Not that my badass needs any more cookies, but whatever.
Yeah, we got more calls to take here. Let's see. We got somebody with area code 200. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Vince.
Hey, who's that? Yeah, that's you. Who's that?
Hey, I haven't talked to you for a while.
Yeah, what's up? Who are you and what's on your mind?
Yeah, what is the deputy from over at Skype Assholes Way? We were wondering if Tony DeMarco was in this evening. You know, the one-eyed Jew?
Oh, the Jew.
The Jew is on the line. Tony is on the line.
You mean Tony.
Anthony DeMarco.
Yeah. Tony's here. Yeah. I got him. What about him? What do you want with him? What gives? What
I don't know. Does he still wet the bed?
Does he still wet the bed? I haven't really given that much thought myself. That's a good question. It's a good question. We don't think about these questions. All right, let's check it out. Hey, Tony, what do you think? You still wet in the bed now?
Well, I frequently sleep with my son. He sleeps with me. And if I don't take him out about 2 o'clock in the morning to go pee, yeah, he wets the bed. So, boy, I'll tell you, deputy's right on top of things as usual.
That's it.
What'd you want?
This cookie's so good. Oh, my God.
Oh, you're already eating it? Oh, man, I want some.
Yeah. Okay. While they fight, I'm going
to
eat.
Mm. Yeah. All right. This is what we're going to do.
Okay, you guys
it sounds
go
like
it
we have a lot of people. Well, we still have Dick Burns with us, too. Don't forget, Dick is still in the mix.
Fuck, this is weird. We
have,
got Sky Baffles. We got the Jew. We got Burns.
Yeah,
I think I'm
going to
come hard.
Yeah, this is going to be fapping material for, like, the next 2 days, kids. Hey, Dick, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right, dude. So we got the Skype assholes and the one angry Jew and you. I'm going to put all three of you guys unmuted live together, and I'm going to put a little bit of theme music for you guys to get down with. And then I'm going to mute myself and fap off to you guys just insulting the shit out of each other for a couple of minutes, okay? Are you down with that?
Yeah.
All right. I want you to actually, you know what? In fact, you know what? I don't think the Skype assholes even want a piece of you necessarily. I think they really want
you. Yeah, I was in their chat room the other day. Yeah. I don't really have any problem with them.
Yeah, exactly. So what I'm thinking is maybe you could just like referee this, because I know you're down with like the all the wrestling terminology and all that shit. So I'll just leave.
I really appreciate the fact that they just gave me his name, though.
Yeah. So now you're gonna moderate this little interaction here. I'm gonna go offline and fap to this, and we'll be back in a few minutes. So for those of you just tuning in, I see you, Melissa Hopkins. I'm gonna bring you on in a minute too. But first, we got to do this. It's gonna be the one angry Jew versus the Skype assholes. I guess this is gonna be an insult fest, and then Dick Burns is gonna be live with them too. Just I don't know, poking and prodding them on both sides. I guess whatever. So here we go. Jew, are you there? Jew? Oh, he fucking pussed out. What a pussy.
He pussed out like a little bitch. That's why he got called a bitch.
I know. 48 weeks in a year, genius. I'll tell you what. You sure showed me up. You couldn't be on Green Acres and do math like that. How could you?
What did I tell you? I said I was there for 24 weeks.
That's the matter.
4 weeks.
Listen, all of you men, shut the fuck up and let me speak.
I got
it. That's the matter is, the average person is going to think 4 weeks, 4 weeks to a month, the average person, okay? So they're going to assume that there's fucking 24 weeks in 6 months. So get over it, Jew. I love you to death, but get the fuck over it. That's average. He's fucking average intelligence, okay? So it doesn't even matter. You guys fight over other shit. I'm tired about hearing about how many fucking weeks there are in a year and 6 months. I'm going to eat my cookie and mute now. Goodbye.
What a silly Negro.
All right, kids. And with that, we're going to go ahead and get this party started. Jew, you're on.
Sure. Can you imagine the average person thinks they're 48 weeks in a year? Come on.
All right,
the average person knows how many weeks are in a year. They learned it in grade.
Whatever, dude.
Right,
hey, Falcon and the Snowman, or Snake. Falcon and the Snowman, Snake, and the deputy and the sheriff, and I don't know, Bob Marley, whoever else is on the line with the Skype assholes. You guys are live now. Go for it, bros.
Well, let's see. Now, Tony, do you want to answer the question? Tony DeMarco, are you a bedwetter? I think the world wants to know. Well, I'm listening. Answer the question there, Tony. Bedwetter, you?
He ain't saying nothing. He's just being quiet.
The powder is now.
Jew,
you're a little slime.
I don't know if you heard the question. Jew, are you still there? What the hell, dude? All right, cut the music. Cut the shit. All right, fine. Forget it. Shut the music off. All right. Jew, are you still there? What happened? I was trying to give you a little venue there to have some fun with these guys who are yours. What?
He's on mute, he's saying.
He says he's on mute. No, he's not on mute. He's unmuted.
Right. He's just bashful.
All right. Well, what else, if he were to answer you, what else would you like to ask him? Maybe he'll be inspired to.
Well, that's really the question. That's the big question, you know, that's going around. Bedwetter, and we want to know what kind of psychological problems brought on this episode of bedwetting. Here he wets his bed, he goes and stays in people's homes, he wets their bed. He's just kind of a pisser.
So I guess it's fair to say, you know, if it sounds like the Jew's got his own personal little conspiracy theorist group. You know how there's the birthers and the truthers? There's the bedwetters. They all are convinced that he should wear a diaper. Sorry, Jew. Sounds like you should be wearing a diaper. I don't know why you're not talking. I usually can't shut him up, and now he's suddenly just speechless.
thinking the same thing. You can't shut him up.
I'm sorry, Keisha. You were muted for a second there. What'd you say?
Oh, balls. You're not allowed to mute me. This is not
yes,
allowed.
Yes, I am. I am the
not
god.
Not allowed.
I'm the god of BTR, so I can.
Yeah, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to come to San Francisco, and I'm going to fucking tease the fuck out of you for the weekend and not give you any until you swear you'll never mute me again.
Bitch, come get blue balls.
Oh Lord, have mercy. So Dalton, what else happened? What else is going on, Dalton? What else is going on, Brett?
I went to a blacksmithing meeting earlier today for a little bit. I didn't stay long, but I went. My dad is a blacksmith, and he got me into blacksmithing, and we go with a blacksmithing group called Bay Area Forge or Bay Air Forge, and we go around to, like, we have this one place where we'll do demonstrations and stuff and teach people from time to time. Y'all should come and check it out.
Oh, absolutely. And on that note, let's go to Melissa Hopkins. What's going on with you, Melissa?
I actually have something really important. And I've been thinking about this for quite some time. Is Bristol Palin's chin implant the right choice? What? What?
That's important.
What? F you. F
does
you.
Does she have one? I didn't even know she had one. She has a chin implant.
I didn't
are you
even
serious?
Know she had one
either. Well, you didn't know that Bristol Palin had a chin implant? Are you a moron?
No. She's
no,
hot though.
She's totally hot. I would do her in a second for sure. Hey, shouts out to the American Dad in the chit chat room. Wow, they're coming out of the woodwork tonight. This is
hell
crazy.
Hell yeah. That's awesome. Bill
out of control. This is out of control mega show for sure. The Jew was just pissed his pants on the air and just totally disappeared when the Skype assholes just came through. And so they're gone now,
yeah,
Jew.
Yeah, he bitched out, man.
That's weird. I'm used to the Jew, you know, always talking, so.
Yeah, he won't shut the hell up.
Booed out.
He won't shut the hell up. You put the Skype. I guess what I need now is just a good recording of the Skype assholes, and just play that every time he comes on my show, and he'll shut the fuck up and go away. I guess.
Oh God, Bill Wagner, he's in the chat room. I'm starstruck.
I know, right? I'm sorry, Vince, but I just got wet for somebody who's not you.
Oh really? That's okay. I understand. He is.
That's
he
not
is
being
the golden,
wet. That's an infection.
He is the golden voice of BTR and the and the final boss of the internet. So I can understand the attraction. In fact, I'm a little moist myself for Bill. In fact, Bill, you should call in and orally stimulate all of us on air, bro.
Hell yeah. So, do the Skype assholes drop off? Are they still around?
No, they're gone. They're gone. Everybody, Melissa's still here, but Melissa, I don't know. She's not to help. Melissa, hello?
Well, you've had me on mute.
No, you've been unmuted for a little while there. I tried to bring you on.
I was trying to talk, and, you know.
Yeah, okay. Well, what's up? What's up, baby?
Well, like I said, no one knows. I mean, everybody should know that Bristol Palin had a chin implant. Everybody knows. How many weeks in a year? Shit.
Okay. On that note, let's bring on. Let's see if the final boss of the internet knows whether or not Bristol had a chin plant. Hey, Bill. Welcome to the show. And hey, did you know that Bristol had a chin implant?
Really? Eh?
Oh, that's the word on the street.
The word on the street, eh? So I just missed the Skype asshole by a few minutes, huh?
You did.
Yeah, you just missed the Skype assholes by like seconds.
Darn. Damn, I missed it.
Maybe they'll come back though now that you're here.
I wish.
You would have owned them.
Yes, I would have. Well, I'm getting ready to do my big bang. Hey, I got a shout out. Is it all right if I do a plug?
Absolutely, Bill. The floor is yours. The floor is yours. Everybody, including Kishu, is muted. Go for it,
okay.
Bro.
I just have a website. I have a website I just created. Actually, with the help of one angry Jew, it's really gay and goofy, but it's a way for me to get my thoughts out there and tell y'all people out there in Blog Talk Radio and everywhere else just to say, hey, what's up? You know, while I'm not doing my radio show, clear the air, but whatever. It's called BillWagonerBlog.com. 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 Just go there, read some stuff.
Dude, put it in the chat room. Put the link in the chat room, dude. I want to check it out.
I'll do that. And it's just basically stuff that's me saying, hey, look, Debbie Daly, no, I'm not rehabby, stupid, wanky ass hoe. No, I am not dead. I'm here making money and having a lot of fun and getting ready to send off an email campaign to about close to 1 billion people. So, Debbie, I'm not dead. And Skype assholes, well, my new technology comes on board this week. I'm turning the guns to you, and your website will be given bye-bye. You will never be able to ever see it again online. That's my plug.
That's what's up.
Hey,
Bill.
Romanian guts. Yes.
Hey, Bill, do you want to stick around for a while and take calls?
Sure.
The switchboard's lighting up here like a Christmas tree.
Absolutely.
All right,
absolutely.
Let's see what we got here. Well, first of all, hey, actually, Bill, you might know Melissa Hopkins. Are you familiar with Melissa Hopkins? She's a fellow BTR host here on...
You know what? Maybe not. She sounds familiar. Melissa does the name. I meet so many people, honestly, though, Vince.
Am I on the air?
Yeah, you're here, Melissa.
Melissa.
You're on
actually,
with the final
you know
boss
what?
Of the Internet.
I have been thinking that I know you, actually, Bill. Are you based in Southern California?
No, thank God.
Do you know someone in the email business named Tim?
Probably.
Did you work on Passion of the Christ?
Did I work on Passion of the Christ?
Yeah.
I've been involved with some Hollywood things.
I think I know you.
Maybe.
I think I do.
I've done a lot of Hollywood stuff with a lot of interesting people in Hollywood, but don't know about someone by the name of Tim exactly. But the guy,
Angelotti.
God, I have no clue. No. I'm probably the only guy out there that uses his real name, so, you know.
All right, just checking. I thought I knew you through that connection, but.
All right, well, there you have it. There you have it. Close, but no cigar. Let's take another call here. We have 000, a block number. You're on the air. What's up?
Well, that would be me, Vince.
Oh, hey, asshole. How you doing?
Well, Bill, we got a long
time. Romanian guns are coming on you, baby.
No, I understand the plot. I understand, Bill. The botnet was brought down last week.
I'm not using the botnet, buddy.
80%
of
the spam
disappeared. Sitting in Los Angeles waiting to come.
I think you're
going to
get in trouble from the FBI, Bill.
You can try the botnet. I got you on recording saying I can advertise you for free.
Well, Bill...
Did you remember that?
The botnet. BillWagner.com. I got permission from you to advertise that.
No, no. I got
your bygones be gone. Bygones.
I give you permission, Bill Wagner.
We have you.
It's my website. You are gone.
Permission from you to.
Spanhouse is going
to
shut you off, dog.
You don't even know Spanhouse, Bill. And Spamhouse doesn't have the ability to shut anybody off. All right?
You love it. They love me.
Anyone's on the spam house site are you and Kevy. That's it. You and Kevin. That's it.
Oh, man.
That's because Kevin gave away a Camaro, man, or a Mustang.
You will do here soon, there, sweetheart.
Whatever, Bill. Then we'll move on and go to another site. But other than that, I thought we were buddies. You called in. How's things going in Vegas?
Very buddy.
Making money, I guess. Money.
But he's with a
money barn
scumbag like you. How much did you pay for for your house payment this month, huh, pal?
What for, Bill? Do what?
Your house payment.
What
was talking to Peanut?
Your fucking house payment.
Yes, Peanut. Hi, Peanut.
My house
payment. We love you.
Oh,
hey, Peanut.
Really clever guy. You won't even meet me out front of this.
Bill's known on the internet as Peanut.
You're a pussy, Falcon. And anything you want to
know about health payment, far and wide,
Peanut. Bill, I live.
I will beat you like a bitch.
All right, if you're just joining us, it's Vince in the Bay, it's Mega Show, and it's turned into quite a Mega Show. Out of nowhere, out of the blue, Bill Wagoner came through, and suddenly a shitstorm has ensued here, Bill. I can't believe what's going on here. I think they almost like preemptively knew you were coming somehow. That was kind of weird. But man, you handle those guys like it's nothing, man. Those guys are so vicious.
He won't meet me up front. I mean, the guy says he lives in Los Angeles, knows where I keep all my computers, everything. I offered money to meet me in front of the building just to, you know, hey, want to go toe-to-toe? Let's go. I'm a 5'5" guy. Let's bring it on. And Mr. Big Tall, big boy won't even show up at downtown Los Angeles. Yeah, he's a real tough guy. Yeah, real.
Yeah. All right, we'll come back to him in a second. Let's see if we also have the Jew here, I think. Jew, did you decide to come back?
Oh, I'm sorry, was I ever gone?
Yeah, well, when you got doxed a second ago, you hightailed out of here and suddenly
I have no idea what you're talking about. Did I hear Snake on there a little while ago?
Yeah, Snake's here. I'm going to bring Snake back on in a second.
Okay, good. I want to talk to him about the Israeli connection. About the funding and all that. I was very interested in that statement.
He's not part of AIPAC, Jew.
Well,
off the cuff. He was lying.
I fully expect.
I can't believe you actually thought he was being serious.
Ask Snake how many weeks are in a year. Maybe we can really figure it out. He's a smart guy.
Bill,
listen to this. You'll like this. So I'm back and forth with Dick Burns, who's on hold somewhere in Never Never Land, right?
Fan. Yeah.
Yeah. Who told me he went to Thailand for 6 months, couldn't remember the name of the airport, flew into Phuket. Of course, it was Phuket Airport, but he couldn't remember the name of the airport. Doesn't know how much money he spent, all back and forth, right? And I said, well, wait a second. He says to me he spent 1,000 baht a week, 1,000 baht, which is about $25 U.S., and he managed to spend $10,000 in 6 months. And I said, well, it's funny because if you spend 1,000 baht a week, how many weeks were you in Thailand? And he comes back and he says, 24. I said, so there's 24 weeks in 6 months? And this guy sat in the chat room and tried to convince everybody that there were 48 weeks in a year and 24 weeks in 6 months.
Dick, call in.
No, he is on the line. He's a fucking moron. I can't. And the worst part of it is I own this fucker, because can you imagine that he really believes
it? He has Nazi symbols on
him. I'm sure he does. Not only does this fucking idiot think that there's 48 weeks in the year, but he tried to defend it in the chat room. You got to read the chat logs. I'll send them to you when they're done.
Go chase down those chat logs. I'll bring Dick on right now. What's up, Dick?
Hey, Dick, why are you being snobby?
You piece of shit. Oh, you
why
motherfucker.
You
I was fucking, I was there for 24 fucking weeks. 4 weeks of fucking
why,
months.
Why are you a snobby, Dick? You claim my name
and
call yourself a Nazi? Why do you have a Nazi symbol on there, pal?
Well, it's that made you cool. Mad for like fucking 6 months now, so it's working.
Well, it doesn't make me mad. You know what it makes me? It makes me look at you like a little wussy pussy.
Okay.
And if you're real MMA, then I'd love to see you, because I'd love to MMA you in the ring if you're a real Nazi. Any day.
Oh, I'd love that. I'd love
that. That's a challenge.
I would fucking love that. I would love that.
I'd love it too, buddy. That's why I'm saying it. Come
where?
On down.
Wow,
any
this
day.
Is exclusive
Las
right now.
Vegas
in Vegas.
It,
Vegas, baby. Hey, I want to be the announcer. I want to be the ring announcer, too, for that.
I will go to Vegas. I will go to Vegas. I promise. I swear on everything. I'll go to Vegas.
Come down. You just you know
where? How can I get a hold? I will do this.
Dude,
I will show you this.
Time. You can get on all me.
I will get up there soon.
I'll be the announcer for that.
I'd love it. I'd love it. A guy like you once said to me, same kind of crap, and I bounced his head off freaking floor like a basketball. 6'10", freaking 300 pounds. Bang, 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 baby. Your MMA stuff will
go. God, this is so much win.
I love it.
I can get there in a week.
Not win, it'll be win if you come on down.
Great, I have medical insurance. I'm okay.
It'll be pay-per-view,
Right. YouTube it, baby.
I got a freshly shaved skinhead, too.
And I think every round it should be like Debbie Daly in the ring with the card with the number of the round. The ding, ding.
Are you going to return my calls if I call you?
Absolutely.
I saw a documentary that didn't return calls when people flew into Vegas.
Oh, that was that movie guy. Out of freaking Canada, Christ's sake. They want to follow our kids around and go to strip clubs with me. Well, guess what? You don't go to a strip club with Bill Wagoner if you're a fucking weirdo from Canada. Okay? It's that simple.
You only go to a fucking strip club with Bill Wagoner if you want to have some children.
Hey, come on out. We'll go on. We'll get in the ring and go to the strip club and hang fun.
Hey, that sounds good.
Love it.
Hey, Melissa Hopkins, do you want to show up for this? It'll be fun.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was multitasking.
Show up for
what? I'm ready for a fight. What?
That was a fun fight, MMA.
So, participate in what?
Well, there's also going to be a sideshow. The undercard is going to be a huge who's who of female BTR personalities who are all going to do naked mud wrestling.
I don't think that would be very pretty on my part.
No, it'll be all muddy. People won't even know it's you. It's fine. It's fine. It'll be good.
I'll do it if the Jew doesn't.
Oh, he's totally in. Oh, for sure.
If the the Jew goes naked first, I might do it.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, Jew's got some talent. I wouldn't doubt him. He's a pretty good fighter.
You think so? The Jew,
is a very good debater. He's
and a fighter,
excellent.
Too.
He's excellent, and he's a very good fighter. And I think he's a very fair fighter. I just think you don't insult people. If you win, you win. Drop it.
Right. All right, Kishu wants to jump in here. Kishu, what's up?
I'm so mad at you. You're not allowed to fucking mute me.
Yes, I am.
No.
It's my show.
Don't ever mute her.
No, it's Vince in the Bay with Kishu in Arizona. That's the show.
Kishu, what's happening, girl?
Oh, God.
Not much, baby. I have to tell you, Bill, if you and Burns fight, okay, if you win, I will suck you off until you come like crazy, and I will swallow every drop of it.
Great. I love that one.
That is the deal if you win. Because I'm Burns' in real life best friend, and I know how he can fight. So
if you win,
it is on.
Okay,
I am down. I would love to see it. I would love to see that.
Be great.
That would be amazing.
Pleasure.
Are you ever going to do a show again, Bill?
After I make about $200,000-$300,000 in the next 3 weeks, yeah.
Oh,
I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
You told me that we were gonna hang out. When are we going to hang out?
I told you what?
You're going to fly me down there. You told me we were going to hang out.
Well, you're 17 years old.
What is going to happen? What?
Aren't you 17?
No, I'm 23.
Okay. Well, present an ID, then we'll hang out.
Minus six.
Okay. I will present an ID, and then you can fly me to Vegas and take me shoe shopping.
There we go. You know what the best shoe shop is?
Barrel Roll.
Yeah, good old Ghost. Where's he at, man? He thinks that I'm actually...
All I'm trying to do is put a broadcast out there for people to learn from so they don't have to sit on their fat asses and complain that I ain't got no opportunity because my kids and all this other crap. And lo and behold,
right.
I've got Bill Wagner crew, shoved so far up my anal passage. I mean, why don't you just tell them to take about 10 steps away from my freaking butt crack already, Bill?
What a nutter. Good job.
Yep, he's the best.
Yeah, well, he'll have his competition. But, you know, I told you that, you know, when I do a radio show, I told you this, that my show will be a real show, you know, where I'm actually doing interviews and et cetera, not catering to this blunt bunch of blog talk. Like I told Debbie Daly the other day, Vince, you might like this. I told Debbie Daly she has absolutely no talent. And I said, the reason why you have to have no talent is because she doesn't know how to hold a conversation, number one. Number two, all she does is, you know, just brings on Skype assholes, has to talk. She couldn't do an interview to save her life. And she got really pissed. So, sorry, Debbie, but that's the way it is. You don't have any talent being a talk show host. You're a blogger. That's all you are. Right, sweetheart?
There you go. All right, let's see if the Jew wants to come back on here. Hey, Jew, are you there?
Darling, I love you, but give me First Avenue. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I on the air? Oh, look at that. Listen, I'd like to talk to that Dick Burns, that guy, because I want to go.
You're on with Dick. You're on.
I want to go to Green Acres is the place to be. Farm living is the life for me. Where they got 48 weeks in a year. They got 48 weeks
of
Green Acres.
Everyone's like thinking you're a faggot because you're like, let's dwell on this math bullshit.
No, let's dwell on your stupidity. Let's dwell on your stupidity that you think they're 48 weeks in.
Where's Debbie Daly at, for Christ's sake?
She's in the chat room listening, bro.
Hey, Debbie. Debbie, baby. Call in, sweetie. Come on. Don't be afraid. I'm not in rehab. I'm here talking to you, sweetheart. Come on. Call in. I know you're recording the show.
What's wrong with being friends with a Skype asshole, you stupid son of a bitch? Shut up.
Exactly. Come on in, babe. I want to talk to you. Please. You got the guts. Bring Vic.
Oh, brother. All right, Jew.
I have to talk about the refrigerator. But I would love to discuss how a refrigerator works in addition to the Bernoulli principle in flight. I'd like to have Snake come on and discuss the flight principles and see if we can talk about the Bernoulli principle.
Oh, we can
maybe
arrange
like
this. We can arrange
that.
This, Joe.
Oh,
let's
go
do
get
this right
him.
Now. Let's do it right now.
Get him.
Ready? You want to do this? All right. Yeah. Snake, you're on, bro.
Well, the one I do, wing in the top of the wing and then the lower part of the wing.
What the hell is that?
Continue.
The air on the top of the wing, all right? That's the Brunelli principle, all right? And he doesn't know how a refrigerator works, and everybody on the world knows how a refrigerator works, but the Jew. And the Jew, because he can't answer that, is disqualified about anything, all right? And Bill, hey, man, how's it going there, buddy?
I can't wait for you, bud.
Glad you're back, man. All right?
I'm back to come kick your ass.
Really back, Bill. Bill, come on, man.
You're done, buddy. I don't give a shit what you say.
West Virginia. Come on, Bill.
Here, where you're from.
All right, now, Jew, you have any more questions about aeronautical shit? There, Jew. About a Jew? Now, explain to everybody how a refrigerator works. Refrigerator.
Yeah.
Refrigerator. Explain to everybody how it works. And the magnet. Stick on the refrigerator. Right?
Well, here's what you do. You take the magnet, you put it on the refrigerator, and it sticks. Thank you. How about wing loading? Want to talk about wing loading?
What?
And that wasn't. I didn't mean wing walking. I said wing loading. Want to discuss wing loading there, genius?
Hold on.
Yeah, go look it up. Go look it up like you looked up.
How about 9/11 was an inside job, Snake? What about
that's wing flex.
No, that's not wing flex, idiot. Wing loading. Wing loading. Not wing walking. Not wango chango.
How are you going to afford 90 – how about this one? How are you going to afford 90-cent tax on a pack of your cigarettes?
Stop talking about juice, man.
Huh?
How
are you going to afford that, pal?
He doesn't know how to –
wife can't pay for that.
Refrigerator works. I mean,
Green Acres.
But he knows thermodynamics.
I know. Debbie's going to pay for it.
He knows free fall.
Farm living.
He knows structural engineering.
Winning.
He knows. He knows metallurgy too.
Keep Manhattan, but free that countryside.
Well, Bill, now what's been happening in your life?
Hey, Bill, are you still there?
I am.
Billy, they shut down the
car.
I wasn't talking to you, Melissa. I was talking to Tom.
The Wild
Wonderful
West Virginia, Bill.
Yeah,
West Virginia, full of idiots.
Hey, Dalton, so describe your dessert tonight.
You, Bill.
I can't hear you that well over everybody else.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no problem. What was your dessert like tonight, bro?
Pardon?
Your dessert. You were talking about
that
your dessert. You went to Ruby Tuesday tonight,
right? That was actually Saturday night.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you were talking about it earlier. It sounded really good.
It was.
All right.
Is Debbie in the chat tonight?
Who is she?
Her name's Emily.
How'd you meet her?
I always like to tell the story. I was in my senior year of high school, and a lot of people think that I'm crazy for doing this, but she was just, I was about to be my senior year. I was in my junior year of high school.
And we'll pick up the story right there in just a moment. I gotta take a call here. Area code 617. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Vince? I never knew. I would never guess that your show would actually be worth listening to. But you know,
hey,
good thing going tonight.
You know what?
You get
even,
a Bill Wagner
broke...
back in action.
Even a broken clock can be right on twice a day, bro. You never know. But yeah, you're on with your boss right now, the final boss of the internet. Bill Wagoner is on live. Strope, what's going on, bro?
Nothing. I mean, big things are happening in the Juggalo community. I don't know if that's relevant to anyone's interest, but you know, the Juggalo HomoClon community is going down, and Bill, I know you really dislike the Juggalos, and I just want to let you know.
Absolutely.
We've been carrying out orders, and we've been putting them in their place, you know. YouTube has not been the same since we stepped ground on there. We sap all over them, and I came buckets.
There you go, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
Youth of America.
Whoop, whoop.
Am I muted? Am I muted?
You,
yes.
No,
yes,
you're not.
Muted.
Oh, okay,
yes,
good. Strope, how many weeks in a year?
Isn't it like 50 something?
Yeah, I'm gonna give you that, Strope. But yeah, you know, you gotta educate some of these
52, 51, trolls. I don't know.
52. You gotta educate some of these guys that you bring into the BWC, because that idiot Dick Burns.
Oh, I'm not the leader. I'm not the one who accepts them. That's Bill Wagner. When they want to join up, they fill out a Bill Wagner request for him, and he accepts them.
Strope, that idiot Dick Burns thinks there's 48 weeks in a year, and he tried to defend it in the chat room. Yes, you did. Look at the chat room, you liar. You're a piece of shit.
I said I was there for 24 weeks, divided
by
four.
No, you didn't. You said you were there for 6 months.
4 weeks in a fucking month.
You said you were there for 6 months, and I asked you how many weeks in 6 months, and you said, 24. You're a fucking idiot.
Right.
You don't deserve to be in the BWC. I deserve to be in the BWC, not you. I think you should relinquish your post in the BWC and give it to me. Because I don't think you're lacking. You're a sorry individual. You're not smart enough to be BWC.
You want issue? You want to come into the BWC? Is that what this is all about?
Burns,
I
want to be your place, Dick Burns. You're not smart enough to be there. You're an embarrassment. 48 weeks in a year, you fucking moron. You're stupid.
I didn't say that.
You did. It's in the chat room, you liar. Go ahead. Anybody can read it. Anybody can go back in the chat room and read the
entire...
I want
to know when I'm going to get a paycheck from Dick.
Damn.
Yeah, when are you going to get that? So don't tell me, Dick Burns, 48 weeks in a year.
I would like a paycheck.
24 weeks in 6 months. 24 weeks in 6 months, and I'm so fucking stupid that I went to Thailand, but I can't tell
you
where I went.
I multiply 4 by 6, you faggot.
Jew, are you coked up right now? Jew sounds like he's like... The last couple of nights he's called into my show, he sounds like he's, like, yacked up on fucking yay or something. What are you on these days, dude?
I just won't get over the freaking 24 weeks or whatever. I don't care anymore.
So dumb.
Yeah,
I want to hear
Yeah, get over it. Seriously. Find something new, bro.
Oh, 90
he doesn't have anything.
I mean, give a shit.
Like, he's just mad because everybody called him out for having a stupid, dumb, bipolar wife that won't even fucking live with him.
Bipolar? Ooh.
Talking about?
Or where's Moxie at? Oh, yeah. Where's Moxie?
Well, where is Moxie? Moxie, who needs to be punished and will be punished by one angry Jew.
No, she won't.
One angry
won't
Jew.
Shit,
oh, yes, she
you're
will.
Just dumb.
Moxie,
probably
Moxie from Hollywood.
Moxie is hiding. Where is Moxie?
Bill.
No,
why don't you
shut up, Bill?
Why don't you produce?
Bill.
No, that was me.
Shut
why
up,
don't you?
Jew,
do,
Jew.
Why don't
you
produce
Jew,
Moxie?
Jew, Jew,
Jew. Do you want to talk to Moxie?
Darling, yeah. I love you, but give me First Avenue. Do, 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 do.
Jew.
Did you?
Who wants to talk to Moxie? You want to talk
be
to Moxie right now?
The police.
Absolutely.
I need to ask Bill a question.
Shut up, Kishu. Shut up. The boy, the adults are supposed to, are trying to talk here.
Okay, then. You're asking for it.
Right in.
Give me First Avenue.
All right, fine. I'm going to shut up the Jew. What was going to happen right there?
So, when am I going to get a paycheck?
When you do some work.
I've done a lot of work for you, baby.
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
Yeah, show me a time clock. Damn, kill click. Let me see some kind of,
okay.
You know.
I'm doing it right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, invoice.
Working on
you're
it right
supposed
now.
To. I doesn't need to. You take invoices, right, Bill? Is that how that works?
I will fax it over.
All right, go right ahead.
Okay.
Right, hey,
okay,
Roger. I'm not. I want. You know, Snake Bliskin's real identity has not been revealed yet. So, you know, either it's going to be revealed or it's going to be destroyed. So. Yes,
oh,
hey, I'm talking
Homer.
To you, buddy.
Well,
you
Bill,
and your boyfriends and girlfriends. There's no such thing. Look, dude, I don't do botnets.
80% of the internet spam stopped exactly on one day.
Yeah,
and
not
I don't
Las Vegas.
Spam anymore, man. Them botnets, man. No,
I don't
it was
spam.
All the United
the
States, Russia, Asia. Bill, you will never
you
send
are a moron. An old moron.
You are the spam hammer. You always spam.
Bill, you will never be the spam king again.
Right? That right.
Ever.
Yes, I'm getting ready to do in a few minutes.
Spam jester.
Well, you're right. The spam jester.
Whatever.
Will off. Be, but not the spam.
Well, maybe hey, down when we'll start
our
falcon
he's
and we'll buy
out
the
roof. He can't take care of his kitties.
Bill, you
really?
Know how refrigerator works, do you?
Here, let's open it up. Put.
You know spam. How a refrigerator works. Literally.
Electricity.
Does. The
Bill
Jew.
Don't even know how a Happy Meal
electricity.
Works.
The Jew doesn't understand
okay.
How a refrigerator works either, man. What is
thank
it with you internet guys? You don't know how the refrigerator works.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay,
what
all
is
right.
It? And then Jew thinks he's
a
structural engineer. The fillings are welded together.
Die. Get it over with.
It's you and Wagner, not a fucking dime between.
Oh, man, I know. Not die. A dime between you two.
What a silly Negro.
How does it feel?
Dice.
I should be broke.
How much money does the Jew and Bill have added up, Falcon?
So I hear Jew lives with Mummy and Daddy.
Yep. In the basement.
Congratulations.
Both in the basement.
Broke.
Mommy. Broke. Die.
Yes,
like the damn mommy's boy. The Jew's a mommy's
boy.
Well, Wagner, how Vegas?
After all these years.
Proud and wonderful whiteness of Bastards. Look it up, watch it on YouTube, watch it on Netflix, and that's where I live there, brother.
I think Bill already emptied out his mommy, right?
Yeah, pretty much. What do you think, dear? One eye? One eye? I think so.
You're
God, idiot.
Bill, you still get cigarettes, man?
Hey, huffing him right here.
What?
Huffing him right here.
I just need mommy's money, Bill.
Well, I want to know if he still gets cheap cigarettes. Bill.
Everybody else pay.
Billy.
Vince, is my mic open?
Yeah, Bill. what? How you been? Just ask a little chit chat, Bill. Now,
How's the kids? Are going on summer vacation? Are you going to take them anywhere? Are you going to leave them, well, hanging out in the backyard in Vegas at 120 degrees?
Oh, yeah. I'm like...
That's my little plastic swimming pool.
And there. You don't have your minivan anymore, so what do you drive?
Nope, I have a fat-ass fucking...
Yeah. What do you have, Bill?
Badass truck.
Good, Bill. Well, Bill, I just spent 4 days up in the mountains of West Virginia, and I ran across the white.
If you get up, you die.
That's not YouTube. Go look up the wild, wonderful whites of West Virginia there, Bill. All right?
Here
you
want to
come into Boone County? Well, come on in
Dead
there,
man.
Brother.
Dead man,
that's a threat. Don't know.
No, you got a bad heart. You're dead man walk.
There's a threat. Hmm.
No, you're a dead man walk with a fake heart.
Well, I might be that. Do I smoke like you? Drink.
You'll
like
still be broke, Bill.
You'll still be broke.
I'll never be broke.
I'll have a funeral and a tombstone.
Never.
You will be buried with the paupers, Bill.
One
Bill
I'll
in
never...
Brokeville.
Bill in Brokeville. Right.
All right. Wrong spot.
Bill in Brookville, USA, driving a, well, in a runner wreck.
You ever get the balls, come meet me, you will find out.
Well, I was just out in Vegas, Bill. Sorry, man.
Yeah.
Been fine, Bill. I went to the club, man. I went to school.
Never got an email from you, dickhead.
You didn't go on the outskirts of town, though, Bill.
Yeah, Bill. I stayed at the Paris. And then we got one out. I missed living
Mommy. After all this time, we find out he's a fucking
mummy. He's got a Philly frame of mind, and he's a
what
one-eye.
Fuck?
I know, man. He's a mummy.
A fucking dweeb. What is he, 40? Still in with
and you're a pussy that can't even meet his
wife. He's a mummy's boy. Philly's mummy's boy.
Downtown Los Angeles.
Still living with fucking mummies.
They're the worst, man. Filling off your mummy's boy. I told you.
All right, that's about enough of that. Sorry, I had to reset my whole computer because my Skype connection was ass, and so I apologize for turning the show into a complete mockery and, as Ghost would say, besmirching the integrity of this program. So, hey, Bill, I really appreciate you coming through, man. I you know, it's unfortunate that such a shitstorm always follows you everywhere you go. But you're such a cool guy, man, and you take it all in stride, and I'm so glad you came through again tonight.
You're welcome, brother. You're welcome.
Hell yeah. It was the final boss of the internet.
You guys have a good one, all right?
Be without the... Thank you,
God
Bill.
Bless.
I love
care.
You.
I'll talk to you soon, all right.
I'm going to change my panties now.
All right, man. Thanks a lot, Bill. Love you too, bro. Thanks for coming out. There you go. The final boss of the internet right here on Blog Talk Radio. Unannounced and unrehearsed. Wow, what a treat. What a treat.
Oh,
that was
yeah.
fun. What that was fun, huh?
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
the
I like
show
that.
Turned out to be an extremely win.
Yeah,
who
knew? Who would have thought? Shouts out to everybody who came through. Skype Assholes, One Angry Jew, Dick Burns, Strope, Melissa Hopkins, Dalton. Geez, I don't know. Everybody was badass tonight. Everybody's on the money. Of course, final boss of the internet, Bill Wagoner. That was awesome. And, yeah, fuck. That's what's up. Hey, Melissa, before we get out of here, do you want to promote to your show real quick? Tell us what's going on with you.
Absolutely. My show is Tuesday and Thursdays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. With the Congress being back in session, we're going to have a couple of surprise guests and maybe some added shows.
Good times. Looking forward to it. And hopefully the Jew will troll you at some point and make your show.
I actually like the Jew. A little more annoying. I actually really like the Jew. I know you do.
I know you do. And you guys should have your own show.
But you guys really should do your own show together. I don't like the personal attack.
Yeah,
I think argues well, but who the fuck cares how many weeks in a year? You won the debate.
Yeah, oh, my God, yes. Please, get over it. And the refrigerator, the weeks in the year and the refrigerator thing, get over it. Seriously.
If
you guys are that passionate about it, why don't you guys branch off, do your own show on refrigerators.
do a video Skype with each other.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. Don't bring it here. Don't bring that shit here.
Right. Not
you.
On video.
I appreciate that. I appreciate your input. And hey, Dick Burns, do you want to promote anything before we get out of here?
Word up. Yeah, we can do that. At me on Twitter, xdick, xburns, x dot. Well, yeah, that's pretty much it. And then also you can go to my blog if you're 18 and up at xdickxburnsx.com. No blogspot, no bullshit. We got that domain, baby.
There it is.
Oh, yeah. Dick. And Jew is out.
Oh, I'm sorry. Say that one more time, dude.
Oh, the Jew is a faggot. Yeah, talk about my math skills, baby. So what if you win? What if it's 26 weeks in a year? I don't give a fuck. If you fucking won that, so what? Whatever.
There it is, Dick Burns. And Kishu, anything you want to say before we go?
I want to say, don't mute me. It hurts my feelings.
You haven't been muted this whole part of the show. I know it hurts your feelings. Everybody gets butt hurt. But
I'm not done. Shh. Yeah, the Jew definitely needs to drop that, because I was expecting something really win, and it wasn't really win. So, I was not entertained. But your show turned out to be really amazing tonight. Thanks for having me, as always. I love you. I love Mr. Bo Wagner and Dick Burns, my best friend in the entire world. So it couldn't get better. Tonight was win. Yeah, amazing. That's all.
There it is. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming through. Dalton, thank you for coming through, bro. Appreciate the love. We'll continue your story again soon. Do you want to give a shout-out to anybody before we leave?
Well, if Debbie's in the chat, hi, Debbie. I'm sorry if I've been driving you crazy. I hope you give your show up and running again. I really miss listening to your show. Also, I want to say one quick thing. I'm going to just give my number, but I'm only going to use it for texting. So if you want to text, I like to answer questions about, like, blacksmithing and whatever. Is that okay if I give it that?
Do it really quick.
Okay, the number is 251-223-6643. Shoot me a text. If it's something that I can't answer, I'll just say I can't answer it. But if you just want to send me a text, go ahead.
All right, you do realize that you just gave out your number to the entire BWC.
That.
Yeah, the entire BWC is going to be trolling you now, bro. So you're fucked. All right, so shouts out to everybody who came through. That was a lot of fun tonight. Let's do it again really, really, really soon. I appreciate the love, and I will catch you on the flip side. Follow me on flip side. Call me sometime. And follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And youtube.com/ what? Techno fan? Oh, shit. And that's it. I'm out of here. Peace out.
I love you, man. Bye-bye.
Penguin costumes, more on our revenge ride.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. A quick shout-out to MILFtastic for helping me with some behind-the-scenes like links and shit. And finding that sex quiz. That was a good sex quiz. That was probably the best one we found. There's a couple of nights where I was searching for a good sex quiz, and that was a good one. That was the best one so far. All right, later.
Thank you very much.